I'm doing so good.
Well, bless your heart. What was wrong with you?
I thank God for this. I got an enlarged heart, and I'm a diabetic.
Uh-huh.
I have kidney problems. I feel great.
You know, there are some people listening right now with heart problems.
Yeah.
Enlarged heart or sugar diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
You got some people listening right now with either diabetes 1 or 2. And they're listening right now saying, I don't know about this. They want to believe, but you know, you hear so many things and they really just don't know what to believe. What would you tell that person to encourage them right now?
But I tell them, please get in on the order as soon as possible.
Uh-huh.
Because this is really good. But you know what? I wish I had known about 5 years ago.
Bless your heart.
And $4,000 hospital bill, $5,000 hospital bill. I wish I could have had it, you know, paying on it. I'm paying on it now.
So in other words, you wish you would have known about nature's formula so you wouldn't have to pay all of those bills.
Right.
Woman, you go on in Jesus' name. Praise God. She said she wished she had known about nature's formula and she wouldn't have had to pay all those hospital bills. Saints, God's medicine works. There was another precious, and this was beautiful. I got to let you hear her testimony. We played it many times on our television broadcast. She had real bad diabetes, taking insulin twice a day. But God brought her through. Let's hear her testimony.
For 4 months now, 4 months. And all my medicine, I was taking 8 medicines for my high blood pressure. I'm not taking any more of that. First, he told me to drink 2 cups of tea, the tea and 2 cups of the Clearson tea. And I did that. I was doing good. I got off the machine. I didn't have to sit on the machine. My sugar, I was taking 25 doses of insulin every morning. And now I'm not taking any. I just drank the tea and I'm fine. I get a report every month. And they take my blood every Monday. And I've been getting reports ever since. Good report. I'm 114 and I'm just drinking the tea. And I used to take 25 in the evenings and 25 in the mornings. And I began to drink the tea. First I start 25, then now I'm taking no more insulin. I'm just only drinking the tea. And my sugar is excellent. Every time I get around a report on Mondays, they tell me my sugar is very good and keep doing what I'm doing. And I just smile because I just say, Lord, I thank you. Because I know.
Call right now and place your order. When you call, you're going to receive a 2-month supply of Nature's Formula Healing Herbs and a 2-month supply of Nature's Formula Cleansing Herbs for only $89. If you call within the next 15 minutes, you're going to also receive 4 orders of the Nature's Formula Healing Herbs and 4 orders of the Nature's Formula Cleansing Herbs absolutely free. This 6-month supply is a value of $357, but you're receiving it this holiday season only, or until the supplies run out. But I got it right now for only $89, plus shipping and handling, for a full 6-month supply. But you got to go to your phone right now and dial my number, 1-800-280-3414. 1-800-280-3414. 3414. Go to the phones right now. And the Lord told me to prepare it for you. You know who you are because you know you've desired God's medicine. You've been praying for God to make a way for you for only $89 plus shipping and handling for a full 6-month supply. But you got to go to your phone right now and dial my number. 1-800-280-3414. 1-800-280-3414. Go to the phones right now. You know who you are. because you know you've desired God's medicine.
KQJO St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer invites you to their women's conference taking place at their church located at 1100 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana on March 31st at 7:30 p.m. and April 1st at 11 a.m. Host pastor is Bishop Annie Marbury. This year's theme is Packed with a Purpose, with scripture coming from Jeremiah 29:11. You don't want to miss this powerful, spirit-filled women's conference featuring a host of dynamic speakers. Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. We are located at 1100 Nona Street, at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our pastor, with an anointed sermon already in progress, Pastor Annie Mulberry.
what you want to do, Jesus.
Praise God.
Oh, God.
The King is going to keep going for me. The rest of you may have your seats. I've already did the protocol. God came in and sealed the atmosphere. And now we're ready to set and eat at his table. Many times, preachers were always studying and preparing. Then you get there, God gives you enough. Covering opposite of work. But it takes a true preacher to say what he say. You got a minute ago, I studied all week for this, I studied all year for this, so it must be the Lord. And God said, I don't want to say that. Get your Bibles out. I know they have those that stand when you're reading. Yes. You have the right to do so.
Yes, Lord.
We'll hold on to reading. I just ask you all to just again say, bear with me. No, I'm not supposed to bear with me. Now, this is the Holy Ghost.
That's it.
It's like when you're in Bible study or Sabbath school. Yes. And you're studying the word. Yes. So therefore you sit at your desk. But those who like to stand, it's up to you and your God. God died for the whole wide world. He's not a denominational God.
Glory, glory.
He's not a he say, she say God.
Ah.
He said, I love all. I love even those that don't love me back. I love all of them. I love them. And I died for them. Because he ain't always been saved.
Amen.
I thank him for dying for me. I thank him for giving me the Holy Ghost, giving me an opportunity to live a new life. Unless the Holy Ghost says different.
Yes,
listen to the woman of God Sunday. She told him, I ain't gonna have no home mamas up in here. She said, I ain't gonna talk about you, I'm gonna talk about you to your face. I ain't gonna have no whores or home mamas up in here. Why today I like to jump out of my seat and hit the ceiling. You don't get that kind of preaching no more. Everybody's sitting and dipping and dabbing and doing what they want to do, and then they want to come in the church house and tell you what to preach and how to preach that. There's an army rising up.
Yeah.
And here's an
army rising up.
Matthew's the 26th chapter. May you have your seats. Matthew's the 26th chapter. Hallelujah. How many of you thank God for the Holy Ghost being in the presence tonight? Matthew is the 26th chapter, and I'm going to read from the 1st to the 13th verse. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these things, he said unto his disciples, ye know that after 2 days,
is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then they assembled together the chief priests, the scribes, the elders of all the people, and to the palace of the high priest, who was called Silas. And they consulted that they might take Jesus by subtlety and kill him. They were planning to kill him. I want you to know, lady, there's a whole lot of folks that they don't kill you with the rod and with the stick. That deadly tongue. Yeah. That old deadly tongue that we're running around with that's in our mouth, that the Bible says that's the member that no man can tame. Yes. Yeah. Only God can tame that tongue. Fifth yes. verse. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people. Now when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman, happy women's month to all of you daughters of Zion. You finally made it, daughters of Zion. You finally made it. We've got a month that's dedicated to the women, woman of God. Unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very expensive, precious ointment, and poured it on his head. Remember on his head. Remember that on his head. Remember that on his head. On Jesus' head. She poured this all on Jesus' head. She, the female, poured this all on Jesus' head. She, the female, poured this all on Jesus' head. Head. And he said, and we. But when the disciples, this was his own, but when the disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? What is she doing up here, showing off? What is going on? This was the disciples. We ain't got nothing here, but you got some men, Pastor Apostle Carey, that don't believe women ought to be up here.
That's right.
Don't believe women ought to be preaching this word of God. Yeah. Don't believe women should not ought not be putting no oil on the Almighty God's head. Yeah.
Set them free, Lord.
Thank verse. For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. We could have used that money from that oil that she's putting on Almighty Jesus, our God, But they felt we could have took that money, sold that, we could have. We're not going to take it and put it upon our pockets, ourselves, and put it on it. We could have took that oil that she had and paid somebody right there. Have the sister get some food for our children. Because their thinking was right. Their thinking was right. Three. Ten verse. When Jesus understood it, now look what they said. He didn't say heard. They didn't say when Jesus heard it. They didn't say when Jesus discerned it. The word said when he understood, my. What are they thinking? What are they saying? When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble the woman? Why bother the woman? For she hath worked a good work in me. He said she did a good work to me.
Amen.
Pouring this all over my head.
Amen.
And remember head. Yes. 11 verse. For ye have the poor always with you. But me, your Savior, your teacher, your master, your mentor, ye have not always. Yes. I told you already I'm getting ready to go away. Yes. from birth. But in that she had pulled this ointment on my body. The oil went down from the head to the body.
Oh, yes.
She did it for my burial. She did it for my burial. This was a spiritual situation that they did not see. I want you to know God don't show no one man, one woman, all those things. Gifts comes and calling that comes from God. He give you a little bit, me a little bit, and it's all of us working together for him. For the glory of the sheep and the body of Christ. He don't give nobody all the answers. Even Jesus walked the earth and said, I come to do this, that, the other. The will of the Father, my Father.
Yes.
I do what I saw him do. And as for me, when is it going to come back? When the time, when the end time is going to be? He said, I don't know.
Yes.
That's nothing to his end.
Yes.
Very, very, I said to you,
yes.
Whosoever, wheresoever, this gospel shall be preached.
Yes.
The woman poured the oil on his head. The woman poured the oil on his head. Wheresoever this gospel shall be preached,
yes.
And the whole, not just part,
yes.
Jerusalem, Judea, and the whole world, not just the United States,
all right.
In the world,
yes.
There shall also this, that this woman have done, be told for a memorial for her.
Glory.
And the whole wide world.
Yeah.
She put the oil on his head. It's still going to be some that ain't going to let him do nothing. He said, I stand at your door, and I knock. And that's where I stand, I knock. And I knock until you invite me in. And if you don't invite me in, I won't come in. But if you invite me in, it's on. I'm going to take poor money out of everything. I'm going to tell you how to do it to the left. I'm going to tell you what's wrong. I'm going to give you the desire that what the devil.
My.
Made it funny. This woman was a sinner.
like the one that all the good folks brought to Jesus, all of the good folks, and said, Master, we call her laying up their man. We call her the very act. Now your word, I'm going to put the word back on it. Your word. And Jesus, once again, while he understood what the Bible said he was writing in the ground, and when he understood what they said, he said, all right, brother, if I got an animal on you, I would be stuck with her. If I got an animal on you, I would ain't try to give us some money to put you on. If I got an animal, I know you, brothers, just one. If I just got one. You be the first to throw the stone at the center one. You be the first. The Bible said they all had to think about it. And say every one of them to throw them stones at. Some of them are hiding, they didn't want nobody to see them. Come on. You'll never be the same. Because he's breaking chains.
That's right.
Yes. 37. And behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner, when she heard that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet. Behind him, listen, vocal. At his feet. She stood behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet. Yeah. I told y'all to remember about the head. Uh-huh. This woman came as humble as you can.
Amen.
And washed his feet with her tears. Yeah. Moaning and crying, just so grateful Jesus. To even be at his feet.
Thank you, Lord.
And then what? Right, them with her hair.
Yes.
On her hair. With her hair. In those days, they wore coverings. But the Bible didn't say they wiped it with a cover.
That's right.
Said she wiped it with her hair.
That's right.
Now, when the Pharisees which had been saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, he would have known who and what manner of woman this is that's touching him.
Right.
If he was a true man of God, he would know that this prostitute, this old woman, this whatever this sinner woman. So what they're saying is he wasn't a real prophet. And Jesus answered and said, son, I have some work to say unto you. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which billed two debtors. The one out 500 pences, 500, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay him back, he frankly, he forgave.